Fellow from a good old family, I was chosen for something special. My parents determined my destiny, but early on I had strange feelings and I couldn't place them yet. There were moments when I thought I was strange or even mad, when in conversations between boys they like to disparage the girls. I couldn't understand it, I always saw them as beautiful pearls. To me they were wonderful creatures, a mix of beauty, tenderness and grace. I never lost my appreciation for them, but I should go other ways. Gradually it was about the opposite sex falling in love and tenderness, the first meetings and first parties, about feelings more or less. But I felt more inclined to the boys, I didn't dare to show it to the outside world. I didn't feel attracted to the female gender, I was just a nice boy to the girls. I didn't want to speak to pretty guys, I was afraid of rejection, ridicule. I didn't want to let a friendship break, I pretended to be confident and cool. I had a longing for warmth and embrace, perhaps understanding at least. But my parents just ignored the truth, they consulted doctors and a priest. Aberration, it didn't match their belief. They didn't notice my withdrawal, my pain in the soul and all my grief. To this day they still suppose I'm just spoiled and mulish. Refusing help, conversion therapy is unacceptable and foolish. So I walk through narrow streets alone, rejected by my parents and wet to the bone. Because the ceiling falls on my head at home, I know every corner that I roam. I often ask myself if there's someone who takes me no matter what I've done. In his arms with all my flaws, who my weaknesses and quirks ignores. So I'm still looking for appreciation, tender love and security, acceptance of my deviation. Nature creates variety, this fact should finally be respected. There's enough space for everyone, and I hope they will grow one day. Tolerance and love under our sun.